Apollo 14, Houston, we'll be standing by from you for a, that you have the S-4B visually and a go for the maneuver.
Okay, Gordon, it's just now coming out from behind the limb for me in the left window here. About another 15, 20 seconds, we ought to have a good view of it.
Roger.
And, okay, we're well clear, Gordon, if you want to go ahead and do the yaw maneuver at your convenience.
Roger, Stu.
This is Apollo Control at 5 hours 55 minutes. The crew now maneuvering into the proper position for the APS evasive maneuver. In some of the conversation you heard reference to the fact that data from the S-4B is limited, and this lack of data has complicated the
sent a checkout command to the booster, which looked good, so we're getting ready to start the yaw maneuver now.
Hey, why don't you give me a mark when it's coming?
All right, we'll do. Houston, we'll be commanding at 55 plus 30. About 5 seconds from now. Ready, mark.
Okay, and she's moving, Gordon.
Roger, Stu.
The S-4B moving into the proper position for the APS evasive maneuver. Our communications officer reported a dropout in data. They're checking to determine the cause of it. The concern mentioned previously about the controlling the S-4B for the APS evasive maneuver referred to the fact that a multiplexer apparently has failed in the S-4B instrument unit. The primary concern here is that in performing the maneuver, there are certain systems that flight controllers don't have as good a visibility into as they would prefer. However, the fact that the S-4B responded to the yaw maneuver command properly indicates that the systems are responding as they should, and the APS evasive maneuver using the auxiliary propulsion system on the S-4B will be performed as scheduled. This will be a 10-foot per second maneuver, giving the separation distance between the S-4B and the lunar module and will be supplemented by a propulsive LOX dump maneuver. The LOX dump maneuver is designed to reduce the probability of spacecraft recontact.
Away from looking at us, and it's a beautiful sight.
Roger, Stu. It sounds good to us. We had some question about our command capability, and it sounds like it's okay.
Oh, yeah. She's going away from us.
Following the auxiliary propulsion system maneuver and the propulsive venting of the liquid oxygen aboard the S-4B, there will be targeted a burn determined or targeted to impact the S-4B on the lunar surface at approximately 33 degrees west and 20 degrees south, which is near the Apollo 12 landing site. And it is expected that this maneuver will be carried out as planned. You heard Stu Roos in that last exchange report that the S-4B was responding properly to commands and appeared to be coming around in the proper attitude.
Apollo 14 Houston, would you give us Omni Delta?
Okay, you have it, Houston.
Thank you. Apollo 14 Houston.
Go ahead.
With a go from you up there, we'll plan to initiate the APS evasive burn at 6+04 even. Over.
Okay, it's well foresighted away from us, and we'll be standing by.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 6 hours, 2 minutes, 18 seconds, a little less than 2 minutes away now from the scheduled auxiliary propulsion system evasive maneuver on the S-4B. Capcom Gordon Fullerton advised the Apollo 14 crew that that maneuver would occur at 6 hours, 4 minutes, with the liquid oxygen dump scheduled to occur at 6 hours, 25 minutes, 20 seconds.
Apollo 14 Houston. The evasive maneuver should be going now. How does it look?
Roger. We see the booster moving.
Roger. Now, the last thing you can do for us on this, because of our lack of determining the booster attitude, is as it fades out of view, if you can determine if it's still looking stable. Over.
Okay, we can sure handle that. And you got some venting there, too, as you started that maneuver.
Roger, that's normal. That was expected.
Okay.